Madison Representative Melissa Sargent says she introduced her plan in part because of Colorado's experience with legalization and because of what she sees as a turning of tides on the issue nationally. Sargent says people who worry about marijuana should consider how the law treats other drugs.
Ultimately, it's legal in Wisconsin to drink, and it's alcohol, and it's legal in Wisconsin to smoke cigarettes. And overall, when you look at the health effects of those two drugs in comparison to marijuana, it's minimal.
Sargent's bill would let Wisconsin residents 21 and older carry up to a half ounce of marijuana. Non-residents could carry up to a quarter ounce. It would not let people smoke on the street, but they could smoke in their homes. Sargent's bill would legalize marijuana for both medicinal and recreational purposes.
I just assume that we are able to be honest, that we let adults make the choices that adults are going to make, and know that ultimately there may be someone that's going to try it because they were afraid to try it before when it was illegal, but it's not going to change the consumption levels.
Sargent's proposal is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature, although at this point it really hasn't even been discussed. Even Sargent's fellow Democrats have been leery about weighing in on the issue. In past legislative sessions, some Republicans vigorously fought an effort to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes only, arguing it would be a gateway to full legalization. The Wisconsin Medical Society has also opposed medical marijuana, saying more research was needed on its effects. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.